This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Coming up, the latest out of Venezuela, where just things are spiraling down in this socialist pit that has turned into a place where people can barely even eat if they're lucky. It's just horrifying. We'll tell you more about what's going on down there with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We can go, though, to your phone calls and thoughts first. We've got Luke calling from Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what, man? I'm tired of the Republicans. You know why?
I'm listening.
They want me to send you guys two biggies and a blanket.
Two piggies in a blanket?
Two beakies in a
binkies?
Blanket.
Can you spell binkies. That word?
Binkies.
Binkies? Like something that a baby
like
would...
Like a baby.
Yeah, okay.
With a baby. Yeah. In a blanket.
What would we do?
Now, why would the Republicans want you to send us two binkies in a blanket?
Because they... You know why? Because they're stupid.
I'm confused. So the Republicans...
I just don't want to have to share a blanket with Ian.
The Republicans told you to send us two binkies and a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a crank call, but if it is.
Yeah.
It's a terrible one. Luke, thanks
it's
for
funny,
the call.
Though, ain't it?
I also don't like... Thanks for the call tonight. I also don't like Republicans or Democrats, for the most part, because they are people, the rank and file... They're just normal folks. But the politicians are the ones who want to control your life. They're the ones who want to tell you how to live. They're the ones who want to shove their belief systems, whether it be their morality or their belief that you should have your money taken from you and, you know, socialized or whatever, down your throat. And if you don't go along with it, they're going to put you in a prison cell. So I have no appreciation for those people. People like that.
I agree. Basically, the Democrats want to control your pocketbook. The Republicans want to control your, you know, life.
We will take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jamil in Norfolk, listening to WNIS. Hello, Jamil.
Hey, Ian, Mark.
Hi,
Commonwealth of Virginia.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yep. Yeah, I just wanted to call about, you're talking about usual topic of cryptocurrency and mentioned, Dash. And I know there's the, Dash News site you guys are talking about.
Dash Force News?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some interesting article on there, basically, it relates to Dash, cryptocurrency in general, and, like, other ideas in general. And basically, the article I read, said that, let's see, the article that I read said, basically, the rich, the upper class, and the lower classes have, and middle classes have various incentives and disincentives to adopt cryptocurrency in their daily use.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rich have, you know, more resources and more of a leeway in order to do so. And they have, you know, they're not operating on a thinner margin. And the poor are poorly served by the financial system. And they're always going to be in kind of tight circumstances. So they have... And they're fully served by the financial system, so they have the incentive to do so. But in general, it's the middle class that have the most disincentives because they're well served by the current financial system, and they have, but they're still always operating on, usually on, like, really tight margins
because
of the lifestyle.
Nobody is well served by the current financial system except for the people who print the money and their friends. I mean, whether you're in a poor category or middle class or rich, you're getting your money is becoming worth less over time. I mean, that's because I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment because you've got a little bit of noise in the background. But the government money, the fiat currency, whether it be Venezuela, which is an extreme example of it, and we can talk about that in a moment, or here in the United States, they're inflating the money supply. They are taking value from whatever savings you have. If you're like a good, you know, saver, which kind of there's a disincentive almost to save because they're taking the value from your savings. But if you have savings, they print money that devalues the amount of money that you have in your stable. Whether you're poor, whether you're middle class, or whether you're rich, that system sucks. And why not have a money that actually can increase in value over time? That can happen with cryptocurrency. It's been happening with Bitcoin for the last nine years. Dash is relatively new on the scene. I think it came out in 2014, but it's gone up also in value over time. Now, again, there's no guarantee that those sorts of things are going to happen, but one thing you are guaranteed of is that the federal government and the Federal Reserve are going to continue inflating their money supply. That's almost a guarantee. You can, you know, mark my words.
Yeah, what the inflation of the currency, which is what happens when the government creates more money, benefits it benefits the politicians,
right?
Because they get to spend more money on their
whatever they want.
Stupid government programs that
go
haven't worked yet.
They can go drop more bombs.
The bureaucrats, because that then, you know, makes more jobs and then makes their bureaucrat jobs pay more. And the bankers, because the money is inflated through the banking system. So it's not even the rich that benefit, although I think it's clear that the richest people are the ones that the government seems to be attempting to aggrandize, because, you know, they're the ones that can afford to buy politicians. So, you know, pay for lobbyists and these sorts of things. So, yeah, the middle class, the lower classes, they're getting screwed all the time.
Go ahead, Jamil. Any thoughts?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree. And I do like the deflationary aspect of crypto. Like, see, my fiat value go up over time. When it does, it goes down. I mean,
Well, I wouldn't say that it's a deflationary, that crypto is deflationary. Bitcoin, for instance, is inflating its supply over time. There's new Bitcoin being mined into existence every 10 minutes.
I mean, not fixed supply. It has a fixed limit, though.
What's limited is the rate of inflation, in that we know how much is going to come out over time. We know there's going to be no more than 21 million bitcoins that come out over time. So that's the thing that's different about cryptocurrency, is if there is inflation, and not all of them are necessarily inflationary. Some of them just release it all at once when they start, and that's that. But the ones like Bitcoin, they do have some coming out over time. But at least it's predictable. It's not subject to the whims of a politician or a group of politicians or some banker.
Exactly.
And if you,
I want to add one more thing.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, in regards to all the calls you've been getting, about that one more thing. Not that I really care, I hardly any more than you do about the whole thing, but I do follow news. They said that he was persona non grata from his local shopping mall, because he was always there trying to pick up young girls. So I don't know if the voters want to. No, it's not.
You're saying when he was in his when he was in his 30s, he was prohibited from being in the shopping mall?
Yeah, they didn't like him around. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Interesting.
So that's a pretty...
It should be very interesting to see which distasteful individual the Alabama voters pick.
Jamil, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Jeff is in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey,
how
are you?
I'm hauling cattle up to Cuesta, New Mexico, and I was scanning through the radio channel, so I heard that one guy talk about his experience with the child custody evaluator when he went through his divorce.
Yeah.
It triggered me to call in, because I had kind of the same experience. I had the child custody evaluator that I paid. We both had to pay her $15,000, and she was so biased, and she just pretty much raked me over the coals. And on the other side of the coin, my wife had taken my daughter to with another guy overseas all summer long, and I didn't get to talk to my daughter during that time. I had to get the FBI involved and everybody to get my daughter returned. And so when we went to court, of course, we had to go through this child custody evaluator, and she just... one of the protocol was to do a house visit. Well, I keep a pretty clean house, and she arrived, and
All right, hang on, Jeff. We're going to let you tell the rest of your story, but hold on. We'll bring you back here for that in a moment. More with Jeff in Albuquerque. Guess what? He got screwed over by the system, too. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, and had to pay the very person who assisted in his screwing over.
Sounds like he had to pay a lot. $30,000?
It was $15 between the both of them.
I thought it was $15 by both of them.
Or something like that. I don't know. We're coming up.
Elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition, inviting you to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
If you've ever looked at home security systems, you know you can spend a great deal on them. Well, let me tell you about my Blink home security system. It was delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup process. Even with my complicated router system, I was able to do this in 10 minutes, now, or probably less, to get all the cameras and everything done. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, and you can set it for different times, right? So, like, you know, you would want this in your living room in the middle of, you know, the evening when you're watching TV or whatever. But yeah, maybe overnight when you're asleep. I can just check it. Also, I can check in on these cameras anytime I want. So if I want to see what the cat's doing, just check my phone. And there's a great deal. You get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. You visit blinkprotect.com/FTL to get this great deal. blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's a great system, easy to use, and you can kind of set it and forget it. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Except you don't forget it when it goes off and right. It sends you a notification right to your smartphone or tablet device.
Yeah, I left the cat in the house, so it's probably notified me several times.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. Jeff in Albuquerque was just getting to tell us his story. You were inspired to call in by another gentleman who called earlier tonight about getting screwed over by the child custody system, and you had just kind of gotten into, you had somebody that you were paying. And can you clear up exactly what you were paying? Was it $15,000 from you and $15,000 from your soon-to-be ex-wife to this expert?
A total of $30,000 was paid to this woman.
And this was for her service of analyzing who the bad guy was in this situation?
It was, no, when you go through a custody battle, you have to get a child custody evaluator. And what her whole purpose is to evaluate both sides of the parent and see, you know, which one that child should be with.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this process, I run cattle and we live out the country. We got chickens. We got, she was from Salt Lake City and just, you know, I knew I was in trouble when she arrived because she arrived just all, just, you know, not countrified for sure. So anyway, one of the things that I, you know, you have to show the child in a normal environment. Well, one of the things that that my daughter did during this time was collect eggs. Well, she went out and collected eggs. And then, you know, she asked her if she wanted one, and she pulled back her hand like, you know, or she was taking the hand of the grenade. To make a long story short, so when I got the report, and this gets sent to the judge, so he reads it and sees that what she put on there, that I was not promoted a clean environment because I didn't make her wash her hands immediately after touching that egg. Meanwhile, she doesn't say anything about my wife. She doesn't check any of my character references. And so essentially what I had to do is I had to hire another child custody evaluator to show how she was biased. And that cost me another $5,000.
God.
And that,
how come the first one cost 30 and the second one cost 5?
Well, because she was working for me, and her whole charter was to evaluate her report and pretty much discredit her for what she had written.
And you said you came out victorious?
Yeah, I came out victorious in the state of Utah, if you can believe that. And I wound up getting custody of my daughter, and she didn't get anything, but, you know, her indiscretions were irrefutable, and so it was just a matter of me being able to present them and hire a good attorney that presented them and pretty much staked her to the coals. But anyway, I appreciate having an opportunity
Jeff,
to tell
you,
other
man.
Guys, if you go through it, you know, just hire good people and you know, go for it.
Jeff, thanks for calling and sharing your story. I appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if you got enough money to throw at the problem, maybe that will help a little bit. But either way, it sounded like maybe his ex-wife might have done some naughty things that he was able to reveal. So.
Yeah. In that case, I haven't met too many people that walk away from the divorce process happy with it.
No doubt. Unless, of course, they agreed to the divorce in advance and, like, are amicable throughout the entire thing. That can happen. But,
yeah.
Let's go on, though. Your calls and thoughts here. We have Tony. He's in Indiana. Tony, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello there.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to comment on the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tweeting.
All right.
You know, she wants to run her mouth, you know, that Donald Trump's a sex offender and this and that, you know, whatever it is there. What was she saying whenever this was being accused of Bill when he, how many women has he assaulted? You know, she wasn't out there running her mouth then, but she's wanting to run her mouth now. You know,
is she? I haven't seen her specifically say anything. Certainly, the Democrats are all flabbergasted, completely breathless. These Republicans.
I'm going to take his word for it.
Oh my goodness,
Tony, I'm taking your word for it. Did you see some posts of hers where she said that? I totally believe it. If you did,
yeah. I've seen some stuff on it. You know, and like I said, I mean,
she's got
sour
grapes, Mark. She's mad. She's mad that old Donald Trump beat her for the presidency. And I think you make
a
great point,
lose.
Tony. I mean, where was she as far as, you know, being upset when her buddy, you know, her husband Bill Clinton got in trouble? But not just Bill Clinton. You can look at some of the other Democratic donors, right? Wasn't that character from Hollywood, what was his name, the Weinstein guy? Wasn't he all buddy-buddy with them, too?
I think it was the chairman of the Democratic Party of the state of Florida just had to step down today.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's like Bill, when she was running for presidency, there was an allegation that he was accosting a woman on her plane, you know, with Hillary right there.
Wow.
You know, and she didn't say anything about any of that. You know, I mean, I'm not a big Donald Trump supporter. I think he's the less of the two evils.
Yep.
You know,
it's just hypocrisy.
That way.
It's just, you know, you've pointed out another example of political hypocrisy where they're real keen on the errors of their political enemies, but blind to the errors of their, or the sickness or whatever, of their political associates.
And another thing for like Donald Trump, you know, if our government doesn't step up and make some changes on who can run for presidency, it's going to turn into just a big circus. Anybody with a few million dollars is going to be wanting to run for presidency.
It's going to be the Rock in 2020.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tony. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I mean, that's the one thing I got to give Donald Trump. He's entertaining. I mean, for once, there's actually a president who has an entertainment factor. I mean, yeah, George
That's
Bush
what
was
I'm looking for, by the way.
George Bush was entertaining when he'd screw up, right? Like when he opened the door or tried to pull the door you're supposed to push, you know, and then the things he would say was Bushisms. Didn't they call them Bushisms? Those were funny. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's this house in Vermont we always drive by when we're going to Rogers Campground where there's a big picture of George Bush, big portrait, and it says,
Miss me yet? I've always said no up until this point. I think I might.
It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You may dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It is the holiday shopping season is pretty much upon us at this point. Next week is Black Friday, which officially kind of kicks things off, but obviously there are pre-sales and whatever else. So if you're thinking about getting your shopping taken care of sooner rather than later, I recommend going to shop.freetalklive.com. We got a Walmart link there, as well as some other links to places like Newegg that you can connect with, get the stuff you want for your loved ones. Hopefully you'll be budgeting appropriately, as we discussed in the first hour of the show. A lot of people still paying off debt from last year. That's a bad plan. But if you can afford to buy these things, go to shop.freetalklive.com, because then Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase prices when you go through the links you'll find there. So head over to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to Tim in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Tim.
Hi there. I enjoy the show. Thanks for taking my call.
That's okay. It's what we do. Go ahead.
Well, recently I bought some heat.
Heat? A gun?
Actually, it's real heat. It's pepper spray, pepper gel.
All right.
And I wouldn't recommend seasoning food with it. But
nope.
I've never heard anything in the news about any assailants or any assaults with pepper spray. Wondered if I'm missing something. Did I waste my money? Is everybody else smarter than me? But
well, normally, I've never heard of anybody assaulting another person with pepper spray, but I'm sure it happens.
I can tell you, Chris Cantwell's in jail right now for using it.
Well, he claims he used that in self-defense.
I understand, but so, I said having it and using it.
Right. So normally, pepper spray is used as a defense against an attempted assault. I would say typically, but that doesn't mean that somebody who was wanting to commit assault couldn't use pepper spray. Certainly they could. As long as you get the element of surprise on the victim, then that could be a very uncomfortable thing to utilize. It would leave the person alive. It would not physically injure that person necessarily, but it would be pretty unpleasant. So are you asking just – I guess I don't understand the point of your question, though.
Well, just wondered if more people have it than is really publicized about.
I think a lot of people have pepper spray. I mean, I know people who have it personally. You generally don't want to spray it when you're downwind, so you don't want it to blow back in your face. So to some extent, you have to keep in mind, well, maybe it's not obvious to everybody, but you have to keep in mind your position and the elements, if you will, sort of when you're using this thing.
It often doesn't get, like, for instance, it'll creep its way down to the bottom of the purse. When it comes to any self-defense item, it tends
to... used.
Yeah, you're probably only going to use it once or twice in life.
Yeah.
So,
I had a purse, I would put it in, sometimes they have the inner pockets. I would put it in a place where it's not mixed in with other things.
Right.
So you want to get it quickly.
You know, oftentimes people will just, it'll end up sitting on the dresser or something like that.
But most of the time, Tim, you don't hear stories about self-defense that works. The mainstream media, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Like, you hear the stories about somebody who was not able to defend themselves. But it's very rare that you get a news story about somebody who successfully pulls out a pepper spray and, disintermediates somebody who wanted to attack that person. If you're in a dark parking lot or walking down some alley and some thug attempts to accost you or your loved one and they pull out a can of pepper spray and, maybe they don't even have to use it, but even if they do, usually those situations don't even make it into a police report in a lot of cases, just because if the victim is able to get away from that scene by using the pepper spray and able to get home, they just want to wash their hands of it, so to speak, and, be done with that. Not everybody is going to go and report to the police, but even if they did go and report to the police, that by no means means that the local media is going to get a report from the police about that, nor would it mean that they would run with that story anyway, because, again, it's a successful story of self-defense. While we might consider that to be worth reporting on, it happens so often, it's really not news. I mean, if you think about whether it's a pepper spray or flashing a gun or pulling a gun or, whatever the self-defense method might be, it's impossible to count the number of times. I know some people try to take estimates of hundreds of thousands or millions of times per year that people are able to successfully defend themselves from a potential attack, from an attack that never even really gets to get started because they're able to bring their self-defense to bear on the potential attacker. It's just not newsworthy because it's so common, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I know that police carry it and security personnel, and I'm just wondering whether to invest more and buy a waist holster for it.
I guess it depends on, how legitimate your concerns are. If you're living in a part of town where there's a lot of violent crime and you feel like you need to have this thing at the maximum ready at all times, then that is certainly an option. I would say that I wouldn't tell you what to do, but that's something to think about. Thanks for the call tonight, Tim. I appreciate it. Your personal safety is all up to you to decide how you want to handle that kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got to figure it out. You're going to look kind of funny carrying, pepper spray and a waist holster, but nonetheless, if you're ready for whatever might occur, then that's your business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that if you're concerned, if you're living in a place where there's constant robberies and beatings or whatever, holdups, then I don't think you really should be concerned about how funny you look in that case.
Right.
If you're able to protect yourself or your loved ones, That's probably what's most important. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Well, I just have my hopes up that, you know, I think our red light cameras might come back with our newly elected mayor. But how do you think?
You think that the mayor is going to go against what is, like, financially sensible, what makes sense as far as, like, public safety, because the red light cameras encourage, there's been plenty of studies that show they encourage people to take risks that they otherwise wouldn't take, and that results in accidents that otherwise wouldn't have happened.
Red light cameras are a scam that enrich local municipal governments, and it's not good for anybody.
This was not an issue that was brought up in the campaign whatsoever.
That's because people figured it was settled. We know this because you've been a longtime caller of the show, just for listeners who are maybe new to the program tonight. This was actually your first issue, I believe, that you ever called about on Free Talk Live, was the red light cameras. I don't know, was it like a year or two ago? It seems like you've been calling for quite a while. So this is obviously an issue that's near and dear to you, but you've consistently ignored the facts in these cases, and the reason why the city of Albuquerque removed their red light cameras was because all of the evidence is against them. It causes more accidents, Sarah, and you're somebody who's supposed to be concerned about the well-being of other people, but here you are wanting to reinstall this accident-causing device.
Well, look at it. You know what? We were number one in pedestrian fatality before the red light cameras, and after 7 years of red light cameras, we were number seventh in the nation. We dropped to number seventh.
Correlation is not causation. This is one of the most basic things to understand, is that when something happens and another thing happens, it doesn't necessarily mean that those things were connected.
And also, you're just spouting statistics. I haven't seen these studies you're talking about, but I will say that moving from one to seven doesn't mean that your amount of fatalities went down, just that six places fatalities
could
went up.
Gone up. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are on the way, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a quick update here on what's happening with Venezuela, where things have just been so bad there, and they, of course, keep getting worse as the government has not yet changed in any meaningful way, except to entrench themselves ever further. And in this case, they have now defaulted on one of their debt payments. What does that mean? We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynovite.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. You can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, we do have our website at freetalklive.com, where if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, you like that we're spreading the message of liberty and peace and freedom of cryptocurrency, 7 nights a week here. We do it 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And we've been doing it for, actually, Mark, we didn't really commemorate it because it, you know, passed by quietly. But I believe it was the very beginning of this month, maybe the second or the third would have been our 15th year, completed 15 years of doing Free Talk Live, I think.
Yeah, and worked together 3 years before that.
That's right. So, you know, here we are. We're still here doing this thing, and you can still join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. No, send help to Venezuela, where these poor people down there
psychiatrist here
are subject to just an absolutely terrible regime of socialism that has, as pointed out here at CNN Money, turned into a nation spiraling into a humanitarian crisis. And now they've missed a debt payment. It could face grim consequences. The South American country has defaulted on its debt, according to a statement issued Monday by S&P Global Ratings. The agency said the 30-day grace period has expired for a payment that was due back in October. A debt default risks setting off a dangerous series of events that could exacerbate Venezuela's food and medical shortages. If enough holders of a particular bond demand full and immediate repayment, it can prompt investors across all Venezuelan bonds to demand the same thing. Since Venezuela doesn't have the money to pay all of its bondholders right now, investors would then be entitled to seize the country's assets, primarily barrels of oil, outside of its borders. Venezuela has no other meaningful income than the oil that it sells abroad. The government, meanwhile, has
Socialized everything else.
Yep. It's failed for years to ship in enough food and medicine for its citizens. As a result, Venezuelans are waiting hours in line to buy food and dying in hospitals that lack basic resources. You got an infection in Venezuela? You better leave, because you're not going to be finding any antibiotics.
Good luck leaving.
Around there. If investors seize the country's oil shipments, the food and medical shortages could worsen quickly. Fernando Freijedo, an analyst at the Economic Intelligence Unit research firm, says, quote, then it's pandemonium. The humanitarian crisis is already pretty dire. It boggles the mind what could happen next. Unquote. It's not immediately clear what steps bondholders will take. Argentina went through a vaguely similar default, and its bondholders battled with the government for about 15 years until settling in 2016. Every case is different, though. Venezuela and its state-run oil company, PDVSA, owes more than $60 billion just to bondholders. Let's be clear, that's dollars, not the Venezuelan Bolivar.
Which is basically worthless.
Bolivar Fuerte, which, by the way, last time we talked about Venezuela would have been maybe about 3 weeks ago, I think. No more than a month ago. The last time I talked about Venezuela, we always like to check in with DolarToday.com, which is a website that tracks the exchange rate, the black market, the true exchange rate of the U.S. dollar to the Bolivar Fuerte, as compared to what the official government exchange rate is, which is 10 to 1. So the government says that their bolivar, you can trade one U.S. dollar and get 10 bolivars. So if you take a U.S. dollar to any government bank in Venezuela and you hand it to them, they will hand you back 10 bolivar fuerte. On the other hand, if you were to take that same dollar into the black market, you may be able to receive as much as 73,218 bolivar fuertes for
because
that one U.S.
That's
dollar.
That's what the real exchange rate is.
Correct. And the last time we talked about it, it was around 45,000. That was less than a month ago that we talked about Venezuela. So you're talking about tremendous,
it's
tremendous
a bad
inflation.
Place to be a human.
Yeah. Venezuela, again, defaulting here beyond its bond payments, or excuse me, the country owes far more. So again, they owe $60 billion to bondholders, of which they've missed their October payment, and now the 30-day window grace period has expired. The country also owes more than that, though, $196 billion, according to a paper published by the Harvard Law Roundtable and authored by lawyers Mark Walker and Richard Cooper. Beyond bond payments, Venezuela owes money to China, Russia, oil service providers, U.S. airlines, and many other entities. Their central bank only has $9.6 billion in reserves because it has slowly drained its bank account over the years to make payments. The S&P default announcement Monday came after Venezuelan government officials met with bondholders in Caracas. The meeting was reportedly brief and offered no clarity on how the government plans to restructure its debt.
Well, since it keeps on doubling down on socialism, it doesn't have a plan. I mean, you know, the Margaret Thatcher quote. You can say what you want about Margaret Thatcher, and something's better, something's worse. But the Margaret Thatcher quote that the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Venezuela ran out of other people's money. And the sad fact is government isn't very good at handling business. So
right. They drove all the businessmen out of business by nationalizing hundreds of industries in the country and running them into the ground. And then any other businessman that hadn't been nationalized by that point would have been insane to not shutter up the shop and leave town.
Yeah. The Venezuelan people would be better off without someone claiming to be the government.
Absolutely.
Than they are with this one.
There's no doubt about it. The Venezuelan government is blaming its debt woes and inability to pay, of course, on a longstanding, quote, economic war, unquote, waged by the U.S. So it's all the United States' government's fault is why Venezuela can't do anything right, according to them.
Of course it is.
More recently, the Trump administration slapped financial sanctions on Venezuela and PDVSA, barring banks in the U.S. from trading or investing in any newly issued Venezuelan debt, which any bank that were to actually buy Venezuelan debt would be insane at this point to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, right.
When you have a country out there that is defaulting on its debts, that is so kind of over-leveraged or whatever, they don't have any assets to back this debt up, and as soon as they are able to, their bondholders are going to confiscate whatever little bit remains.
Right. This government's going down the tubes, and there may be one that comes out in the future, but it's not going to honor the debts.
Experts say socialist Venezuelan regime has been in power since 1999, bears the brunt of the blame. It fixed or froze prices on everything from a cup of coffee to a tank of gas in an effort to make goods more affordable for the masses. For years, Venezuelan leaders also fixed the exchange rate for their currency, the bolivar, and they still do. Those moves were among the driving forces behind the food shortages. Farmers couldn't sell at low prices without going out of business because their cost of production was much higher. Importers also couldn't afford to ship in food, knowing they would have to sell at much lower prices than what they paid for at the port. When food shortages grew worse, an illegal black market emerged where vendors sold basic foods at vastly higher prices than the government's artificially low prices. Inflation soared, making the bolivar almost worthless. Now remember, inflation is frequently misunderstood by reporters. It wasn't the black market that caused inflation to soar. It wasn't, as the Venezuelan government claims, DolarToday.com that caused inflation to soar. Inflation can only happen from one thing, and that is the government printing money.
Right.
That's what the inflation problem
That's
is.
That's what inflation is. It's an inflation in the currency. You can have price inflation, but it usually occurs because the government's printed more money.
Let's talk to Wayne. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, just a quick comment on these pepper spray devices.
Sure.
I've had a few over the past 30 years, and if you keep them around for a few years, why, the failure rate is 100%.
Really?
They don't have any date code on them. And if you use them for testing, why, you maybe use up enough of the ingredients and perhaps make the valve leak.
Yeah.
So, and I just think you have to have a good maintenance program, and there's, like I say, no date code. The body of the device is so thick you can't just press on it and feel the pressure inside, so there's just no way to maintain them.
That's an interesting point. So what you're saying is if somebody has a pepper spray device but they don't ever test or use it, and it's sitting in their purse for 3 years until finally one night in a dark alley it's necessary to use, it may be a failure. On a tent.
Yeah. Like I say, I've had, I don't know how many, but I have right here in front of me four, and I tested one of the newest ones just before I called you, and just oozed.
My goodness. Remember to test those outdoors, by the way.
Yeah.
Wayne, thanks for that expertise.
Yeah, I think that's a very real concern. I would imagine that I hadn't really thought about it.
I would imagine
changing that out every year is probably a good idea.
Yeah, how often would you recommend changing them?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've tested them when they were brand new and they worked. I've tested them after I've had them for a few years and they oozed or did nothing at all. And, you know, I don't know in between that what to say.
Great point.
But they have no date code on them, so you can't just look at one and know, and you can't press on the body and know because of the thick aluminum.
Wayne, thank you for the expertise. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. We got to go, but we'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.